Now, we've got a question for you here, Chris. It's from a guy called Istvan. He wants to know why, whatever colour of the stuff he drinks, he always pees yellow.
OK, the stuff that makes your pee go yellow is a chemical called urobilinogen. And this is a breakdown product of the haemoglobin that makes your red blood cells red. So when you have red blood cells, they're made in the bone marrow, you have millions and millions and millions of them, and you destroy something like 10 to the 11. So that's 1 followed by 11 zeros of these cells every day. And what happens when you break down the red blood cells, which have a lifespan of about 120 days, is that the haemoglobin molecule that's in them gets split open by chemicals called enzymes, and there's a little atom of iron sitting in the middle, and the iron is released, and that can be recycled in the body. But the molecule that used to wrap up the iron, the haemoglobin molecule, which was actually responsible for binding oxygen and oxygenating your tissues, that has to be broken down even further, and it's coloured. So once you've unwrapped the iron, you have this molecule called biliverdin, and it's green, and it then gets oxidised a bit, and it becomes something called bilirubin, which is brown or yellow colour. This floats around in the bloodstream, gets picked up by the liver, and the liver adds a couple more chemicals to it to make it dissolve in water, and the liver then squirts it out in your bile, and that's why bile is yellow if you're sick. People who have norovirus problems at the moment, 3 million of them in the UK, know about that only too well. But that goes into your intestines. Now, the intestines are rich in bacteria. Bacteria in the intestines chop up the extra atoms and chemicals that were added to the sides of the bilirubin molecule, and they knock off some of these other chemicals, and they turn it into something called urobilinogen. And the urobilinogen is still yellow, but it dissolves in water. This gets reabsorbed in your intestines, and some of it ends up in your bloodstream. But because it goes into water, then when the blood goes through the kidneys, it ends up in your urine in the kidney, and it comes out in a yellow colour. So that's why you have yellow urine. Some of it carries on in your intestines, and bacteria change it a bit more, and they turn it into another molecule called stercobilin, and that's brown, and that's why you do brown poos.
Wow.
So there you have it.